It's not for sure yet, but Minnesota could get some federal money to research hemp. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Senate passed a bill this summer to provide discretionary funding for Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, and the Food and Drug Administration. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is also the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, says there's $1 million in there somewhere to study hemp.
It'll support new research to help farmers across the state. It'll help Minnesota Ag compete nationally and internationally. We already are, but I always want to look around the corner and make sure that we have the next best thing. And it will increase access to a sustainable crop that can boost farm income. But it needs a reliable market. And so that's a lot about this investment in research.
One of the premier hemp processing companies in the country is in Minnesota, and Charles Levine runs it.
Hemp is a complete protein, free of the top 9 allergens. It has 20 amino acids, 9 essential amino acids, full of fatty acids and high in fiber. So it's one of the most nutrient-dense grains that we can grow.
Levine says hemp fiber has many uses, including building materials, bioplastics, and more. While okayed by the Senate, the funding package still needs full congressional approval to be in effect. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.